That would please the mathematicians in the crowd tonight, and it there is. She goes. 3 points for Guardian. It's a one-point ball game. 34-33, Bad Axe by one. And we have a timeout called by Mark Krug in the Hatchets on the WLEW Sports Network. 6:34 left in the third.
Hydration isn't something athletes do just during a practice or game. Good hydration takes place before practices and games as well. You can learn more about good hydration and heat acclimation by visiting the MHSAA website, clicking on Education, and checking out the various resources, including a free online course offered by the National Federation. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Bad Axe, after a 30-second timeout, inbounds to Martin Messing to Derek Geiger in the corner for three. Yes!
That's what they diagrammed in the timeout.
And that's what Derek Geiger does best. A three-point shot for him gives Bad Axe a four-point lead, 37-33. Dominic Guardian at midcourt, dribbling against John Messing. Aaron Sine gets it in transition, goes up for the layup, and this one's in. Good ball movement away from the ball for Aaron Sines, and he gets rewarded for it. It's back to a two-point ball game, 37-35 Bad Axe. Morneau dribbling in the corner to the wing on the left side. Derek Geiger, top of the key to John Messing, right wing. He pulls up for three, and this one's no good. Rebound, though, John Messing. And he gets rejected by Baum with a basket, and it's going to be out of bounds, USA ball. 37-35, Bad Axe by two, 5:45 left in the third.
Big possession coming.
Dominic Guardian takes his time, bringing it up for USA, left to right across your radio. Williamson at the high post, two signs at the top of the key. Dribbles into the left elbow, and over to Guardian. He can't hang on to it, out of bounds. Second turnover of the third quarter for USA, eighth of the game.
Not exactly what Coach Gainforth wanted. It looked like it was unforced.
Bad Axe hanging on that two-point lead. Morneau to the right wing, and Sines got a hand on it, and it nearly was kicked out of bounds by Sines. So Bad Axe will get it right at midcourt on your far sideline.
Looks like everything above the free throw line extended. USA wants to go ahead and stop it right there.
Derek Geiger in the corner to John Messing, right wing. Picks up his dribble, passes it over to Martin Messing, left wing. At the free throw line into Derek Geiger in the wing for three. No good. Rebound. Hunter Bone goes up for it, and we're going to have a whistle. And it's going to be a foul against the Hatchets. Over the back. This will be the second team foul for the Hatchets at the half and the third against Derek Geiger. So it's a repeat of the first half with those in foul trouble. Geiger will stay in the game for now. Guardian brings it up against John Messing. Still that two-point ball game, Bad Axe 37, USA 35. The Patriots' Bone dribbles down to the baseline, pulls out for the mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebound, Tommy Morneau. Ball still loose, and it actually is picked up by Guardian, and it goes way out of bound, and is nearly this ball's bouncing all over the place. And when all said and done, it is Bad Axe ball on the sideline.
First of all, I didn't think Sines had a shot at that, really. And then it played like pinball until somebody finally got a hold of it.
We'll just give each team a turnover and call it good there. Morneau for the mid-range jump shot from the right elbow is good. And we have a whistle after the shot. Tommy Morneau with a 13. And it's an over-the-back foul against USA.
And it's Bad Axe ball underneath.
So this will be the first team foul for the and it goes against number three, Hunter Bone, his first. On the inbounds, we have a whistle. This one's going to be against USA as well. And this one goes against Dominic Guardian. That's his third. And both teams with two team fouls in the second half. Derek Geiger inbounds to Martin Messing in the right corner. Dribbling now to the high post. Back to John Messing to Derek Geiger for three. Left wing, hey-o! Derek Geiger with his second three of the night in this quarter as well. It's Bad Axe by 7, 42-35, and we have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth. It's a full timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. 42-35.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
USA calls a full timeout. Well-executed timeout by Mark Gainforth, now trailing by 7 points. Hunter Bone will inbound this to Michael Kemp at the top of the key. Down to Williams, Wesolowski over to Williamson. Right block goes up for the shot, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 44, Ben Sutton of Bad Axe. That's his first and the Hatchet's third team foul. Williamson at the line is 1 for 2 on the night. He has 1 point. And he's going to get 2 chances here. Trailing by 7 to Bad Axe. First free throw, that one was not the prettiest of shots, nor the ugliest of shots.
Well, statistically, he should make his next one.
It's still a 7-point lead for the Hatchets. Second free throw, this one's good. Got any keto numbers for me later? Tommy Morneau, top of the key, to the right wing. Gives it to Martin Messing, over to Derek Geiger, left wing. Feeds it in, and it's stripped away by Williamson.
That was a good timeout by Coach Gainforth. Stop some momentum.
USA trailing by 6, 42-36. Top of the key, dribbling, like it's going out of style. To the right wing, to Williamson, back up to Sines.
Aaron Sines is just looking for some daylight right now.
He's being guarded by John Messing very closely. And John Messing finds himself with a loose ball.
Either way.
He was calling for a timeout, but they're going to say a jump ball. And it's going to be
they're giving the timeout,
30-second timeout called by Mark Krug on the WLEW Sports Network, 42-36, Bad Axe by 6.
Hi, this is Denise from McDonald's Food and Family Center. We want to invite you to come and check out our newly expanded bulk department. All product is now prepackaged, and we're receiving new items every week. We also have a Michigan-made and local product area and a new dollar section. The floral department and special order delivery service is available 7 days a week. We are open 7 to 11, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 5 on Sunday. Hope to see you soon at McDonald's Food and Family Center.
Bad Axe coming up the court. Tommy Morneau at the point guard duties. He's been silent in the second half thus far. He only has 2 points. Pulls up for the jump shot. This one's an air ball rebound, USA. Here come the Patriots. Aaron Sines, left wing, dribbles down to the baseline, goes up for the shot, and he draws the foul. He's going to line for 2 shots. Aaron Sines has 17 points on the night. The foul's against Ben Sutton, his second personal foul for the Hatchets, the team's fourth. So Aaron Sines at the free throw line has gone 3 for 4 thus far. The lefty's first free throw, this one's good. He has 18. 42-37, Bad Axe by 5 with 3:19 left in the third.
Sines expectedly has the best free throw percentage on the Patriot team.
And he goes 2 for 2 in that trip, and it's a 4-point ball game, 42-38. Derek Geiger brings it up for the Hatchets. To the right wing to Jared Brown. Tommy Morneau has it with now, and he pulls up for the 3. No, rebound, Wesolowski. He's trying to get it out there, and Bad Axe can be called with a foul.
Yeah, it's going to be
one official called for the jump ball, the other called for a foul.